take care of the house. I keep the house clean, and I do keep it clean. Everybody's on it. I bought this rug, paid $20.50 for it. Paid Eugene $2 to tack it down there. The other old fridge there was here was just like that stove.
Yeah.
He stopped making ice. I didn't call Wallace. I called Davidson. They come in, the fan had to give out. They put a new fan in that old box. Charged me $32. I paid it cash. Got the receipts up there. And they put the new fan, well, it made ice. Well, later on, he got this here white box and let that other one win. But anyway, then the now the globe blouse up there is in the front of my door upstairs. It's a big white milk one, wide and flat. Mr. broke it. It was a plug broke out of it like that. They'd be back here drinking liquor and stuff. And they broke the switch on the wall. You couldn't turn the light on. Well, she was here, and I tried to honor her as the hostess of the house. I said, Mr. can I have that light fixed? Don't come up talking about spending no money, Mr. You ain't supposed to spend that dime here, and I ain't gonna spend that damn dime of mine. I said, I didn't ask you to spend one. I said, I asked you, could I have that light fixed? Well, I asked Wallace. He said, well, you have it fixed and send the bill down here. I said, no, I don't have to do that. So I had Mr. He done all my work on my house on the hill, but I owned it. And he come in and put a globe up there and fixed that switch for $34. You hear me?
Yeah.
And the bulb, now his eight lights burn you all the time.
Yeah.
Them red lights, they have to burn until they burn out. All old folks home got them, and nursing homes, and in these authority buildings. Because I think Louise, that was her call just now. Stay down in St. John's apartment. Miss Murphy been saying she wanted to meet her. She asked me what was her last name. I didn't know. But she's very nice. She has a car. Take me places if I have to go. Or I can call and tell her to go to the grocery store and pick up things. I don't worry, Miss all the time.
Yeah.
And then she fuss calls, so don't worry. But Miss is sick.
I know.
But she don't want to own it, but she's sick.
She's sick in the head.
She's sick, I can just say. She's sick in the head and she's sick in the body.
Well, you see.
She jacks me so bad when she's driving the car, I get a pain right in here, but I don't let her know it. She slaps on the brakes so and cuss. What the hell don't they go on?
Yeah. Well, you see.
But I don't say nothing. I love her.
It's funny about her. She acts like a guilty person. I don't think you have to read letters that your brother wrote you 15 years ago. He's dead.
She tells me, eat like a damn Yankee. That's what she is.
Well,
I don't know how she's there, because she don't hardly like the Southern white people. She cusses them out.
She's
and she don't like them.
I've got to where I don't go with her.
She said they're liars and they're dirty and all that kind of stuff. And I told her, I said, well, Miss, I didn't come up with them kind of people you talking about.
That's right.
Because I come up with intelligent white people and slept in their house and had to be clean.
And am clean.
And they taught me not to steal. Not to put my hand on nothing and let it stick to it. Well, Mama used to whip me with them hackberry switches. She used to say, I'm going to die
hackberry
one day.
Cut you.
Them old hackberry would lap down you and wouldn't break for nothing.
I know what they wouldn't.
And she'd take my dress and wring it up, have me hanging from the ground, cutting my leg. And she said, I want you to be so you can go in anybody's house, put your hand on things and it won't stick. And that's just the way I am. But she fusses. Did you see that picture by Roots?
No, I didn't look at it.
She told me. I wish you to see the picture by Roots and you to see how dirty the white folks were to the niggas in the slave time. I said, that ain't so, because my old parents stayed on with the white folk. They were with when Abraham Lincoln freed them.